Oh, we so back, baby.
Woo.
We so back, baby.
Oh.
The three best friends back in studio. Why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke them? But if you're not smoking them, why don't you do one of these?
Crack them if you got them, son.
Crack them if you got them, baby.
Oh, crap. AJ doesn't even have one loaded. He doesn't have one in the chamber. There it is.
Cool. Crack them if you got them, son.
Woo-wee. Couple trifecta crack-ems. Trifecta crack-ems on a Wednesday night main event with the Cowboys Can't Fan crew. Does it get much better than that? I don't think it does.
No, and I'm just panicking right now, making sure I spelt the players' names correctly.
Let's throw a waiver out there. If you're coming to our content for us to say names right and spell names players wrong, or bright, sorry.
You're going to be disappointed.
You're going to be disappointed.
You know what? Close enough, and that's our motto.
Close enough that you can understand who we're talking about and then correct us.
Close enough so that you can just say, these guys are a bunch of idiots.
Speaking of us idiots, guys, this is our first time back in Stewed, all three of us, in a while. Sure, we did a couple shows together when we were down in Oxnard, California for training camp.
But
not in the Studes. We haven't been in the Millennium Falcon together for a minute. So welcome back, gentlemen. AJ, you were in Mexico. Ad, you were at your son's football tournament. But we'll start off with WayJ. How was Mexico, bro?
Good. It was a quick little rip down after our Oxnard trip. Just got some tacos in me. Met up with a buddy, our old buddy from Chilliwack here, but just very briefly. And yeah, before I knew it, I was back on home.
Oxnard VPN?
Oxnard VPN.
How was Riker's football tournament? Well, how'd he do?
Well, it was a long day of football. I think like the tournament style is a little hard, specifically in preseason. But we had a chance to go into the gold medal game. But just after the long day, the boys were crumbling in the semifinals, and we ended up playing for third. And we lost out. So we finished fourth out of like 10 teams.
Crazy. That's not bad. Out of 10, that's okay. You're still in the 50 percentile, above 50 percentile, 60 percentile technically. The
boys did good though. Yeah, nice. Really, really stoked. We got a tournament again this weekend. So we got like six games this weekend. It's all these preseason tournaments and it's tough because again, you don't have anything really installed. You're still learning the plays. Like last night at practice, we're like just ripping through them being like, no, you're going left. Bull. Left.
Bull left. Testicle right. That's everyone knows those plays. But the preseason. Is chat, how's chat doing?
Chat's doing good. EJ Savage, boys in the zone saying, boys.
What up?
We got Botji in the house saying, crack him if you got him. Also saying hi to Lindsay since my baby was in the chat saying, let's go. You know, trying to get us to move. But yeah, I mean, look. There needs to be some sort of payment that has to happen. You did a live stream solo. Oh, yeah. You did a live stream solo by yourself.
I did. I manned the fort.
You manned the fort. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was good. So preseason week one, Cowboys at SoFi against the Rams. Hype's there, right? Every Cowboys fan, the diehards are looking somewhere to watch it. It wasn't nationally televised, so people probably got duped into thinking we were showing it. But then once they saw my charisma and attitude, they were locked in.
Ooh, wanted it.
AJ was in Mexico watching the live stream, banging it out in chat, and he said if we hit 100 concurrent viewers at a time, he would shotgun a tall boy. We hit 100. And when we came down here today, I said to AJ right away, hey, man, did you bring your tall boy? He's like, oh, shit, I forgot it. And then Ad was like, don't worry, son. I got you, baby. Okay. So we got ourselves a tall boy here. AJ?
Hang on.
AJ?
Hang on. AJ? Your Honor.
Hey, you can honor it or not honor it, but it's getting done by somebody.
It's getting done by somebody.
We ain't walking out of this room.
Well, here's the thing. It's a sour beer.
Yes. It's only 4.2%, so it's like water.
That's not. The problem is getting it down. I don't like sour beers. So you're
opting out.
I'm opting out, but here's the thing. We have to. Do they make Tallboy?
Of course.
In Canada, though?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's what I would rather attempt with.
Well, hey,
I got you.
Okay.
With the bandwagon boys, never let a bet unsettled. You guys are the Lannisters of the Cowboys world because you fuck each other. Where do you have the? Oh, where did you pull that switchblade out from?
Where it always is. Ugh, a sour beer.
I know this is the first. No, tilt it the other way. Adam, yes, but you still have to have the beer tilted up, or you're going to spray everybody.
You wanna do this?
No, but I don't want to get sprayed in beer. So, chat, Adam's going to shotgun this tall boy, and we're going to get this main event started. While Adam's doing that, AJ, okay, what's up?
Yeah, I was just going to say, while Adam's cutting, let's talk about what's on the docket today.
Yeah, well, what do you got?
Well, today we're going to go over, we're obviously going to be doing some week one review. We're really going to be trying to focus on week two. Preseason game, Dallas Cowboys.
It's the Raiders.
We'll do a stock up, stock down. We'll just, we kind of have an open D&D adventure where we have our goal that we want to accomplish, and we'll, meander through this forest and this cityscape and this dungeon.
We'll try to roll some D20s.
Try to roll some D20s with y'all and basically talk about which players impressed us most and which players... disappointed, and then those that maybe just didn't really change your mind at all.
Yeah, the kind of just the whoosh.
Yep.
All right,
and then of course, anything that we want to go into for week two preseason game will lead into that as well.
Here we go. Let's see what you got.
This one's for you, bro.
This one's for AJ.
Hey, AJ, a bandwagon boy always pays its debt. His debts or
hang
his?
Hang on.
A bandwagon boy always pays their debt.
Alrighty, let's get it. Shotgun that. Down the hatch.
Crack him
if you got him, son. Oh, AJ didn't have it on you. Get it in you, kid. Did you finish it? Wow. Holy
fuck.
I think that's faster than you've ever done a regular drink. Good. Oh,
dear
man.
Lord.
Bandwagon Boy 1 has been doing his...
Coach Bessie.
Coach Bessie has been getting ready for season. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, Dino.
I'm built for tall boys.
Dino sour down the hatch. He says.
All right. Now I just want to make sure that I did catch that. I think I missed just the beginning.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, we got that though.
You got the most important one. Yeah.
So did you guys get a chance, AJ? I know you watched the game. Ad, did you end up getting to go through the highlights? I know you've probably been listening to some sports radio and stuff. Did you guys?
Yeah.
Like what were, before we get into the players, even like, what were your main thoughts from the game against the Rams? Fuck. I just bumbled my way through that, but what were your thoughts for the Rams game?
Well, we were talking about it on the stream. It's really hard to have a solid, team outlook. This was what I was saying anyways. And I assumed everyone believed, or agreed with what I was saying, but it's tough because I think it's more of individual players, but as a whole, the defense definitely won that battle. Not only could you tell from the score, of course, but just the Mike Zimmer defense caused 4 interceptions. Now, is that just a week one preseason type of miracle, and maybe that disappears in future games?
Doesn't happen often, even in the preseason, though.
That's very true. And so, if it repeats, let's say we get another... 2 near picks and 2 picks against LA or Vegas. Sorry. I think then now I'm getting a little bit more excited about it, but
getting a little bit hyped.
Yeah. But I think my takeaway was really liked what I saw, with those individuals on defense, as well as just defense was more impressive. I think
defense.
Ad, what was your takeaways just from the reading and some of the viewing that you've done?
Yeah, a lot, very similar to what WayJ.
Oh, come on!
What WayJ was saying.
You take my shotgun, and then you take my.
Oh, now
your
I take
dino,
it.
Your dino sour.
Now I take it. It's usually a tag team watches each other's back, and the other tag team partner says, "Hey, thank you, I appreciate that."
Well, unless you're Marty Jannetty, unless you're Marty and Jannetty, and
I just fucking
you
kicked
are Shawn
him.
Michaels.
I just kicked him through the barbershop window.
You are Shawn Michaels, and you just Marty Jannetty'd me.
I just Marty Jannetty'd him in front of all the world to see. No defense. I mean
defense.
I feel like this defense is gonna have a different click with Zimmer. So that was nice to see. I think a big takeaway was seeing just how much Tyler Guyton can handle that position. For the little amount of snaps that he had, he didn't play the whole game as he shouldn't. And obviously with Chuma out for 4 to 6 weeks or whatever the toe surgery is, we're going to see Guyton most likely start at the Cleveland game. So, I liked seeing Guyton in there. And obviously 4 freaking interceptions. You kind of get a little bit worried with a new install on defense. Is it going to, are they going to be ball hawking? Are they going to be playing a little bit more of a lockdown, like lockdown? So the fact that they still came away with four interceptions, even if it was against Stetson fucking Bennett. Mm-hmm.
Steady Ben.
Steady Ben, it was great. And then obviously, I mean, fuck.
Don't say it. Okay. Don't, do not say it.
Okay, I'm not going to go eight things. So
don't say it.
We all said defense.
Well, and you guys said defense, but I'm going to say the glaring thing that's been talked about and that I've battled in the chat rooms and forums all over the internet.
Tell us once you, after you say what you've been battling.
But. Just how, like, average and not impressive Trey Lance is. He just didn't do anything. Sure, he had a couple nice runs, but on throwing passes, he averaged 2.5.
Give him time. Give him time.
That's what I hate. That's one of the main things I hate. So Trey Lance averaged about 2.5 yards per pass. Sure, he completed 61% of his passes, but it was for fucking 188 yards. It was pretty much checkdowns the whole game. So I still am not sold, even close to being sold on Trey Lance. He's 100% still QB3. Cooper Rush was out there for, I think, one series.
Had the nicest throw.
Had the best throw. He was 2 for 3 for 44 yards. So I still haven't seen that Trey Lance is capable of beating out Cooper Rush. And the time is ticking at him being an NFL. I'm sure there's always going to be that niche that he could find as a backup role. But this, to me, was his last chance to make a push towards that QB1 status. And to get that QB1 status, you have to start off by taking out QB2. And he's not even close to taking out Cooper Rush. So it just very, it wasn't an awful game by him, but it wasn't good. Hey. So it was just kind of like, meh.
He was so bland. Let me just say that.
He was bland as shit. Yeah. I just hate that people are like, well, he's playing with the twos and threes, or he hasn't had enough time. That doesn't matter. If you're a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL, you take a number one quarterback and you put them with anybody, they're going to make plays.
I mean, we saw
I got something on this. Sorry.
Yeah, we saw Dak Prescott with twos and threes in a couple plays during camp, and I mean, he was getting to the guys.
Well, and that was my big argument is Trey Lance is playing with the ones in practice. He's playing with the twos at practice. He's playing with the threes, and he hasn't done anything with those guys. So,
well, that's where it's like you look at Trey Lance throwing to Jalen Cropper at camp and no connect. Dak gets in there, and he throws it to Jalen Cropper, and you get a touchdown. So
Yeah. You
can't say that it's the twos and threes when you're sailing it over top of those people. You want me to bring this up?
Well, we were just talking about it,
Tony Goat Romo.
We have a handsome looking fella on the screen. Well,
back. Tony Goat Romo's back. He usually kind of takes a sabbatical a little bit during the offseason.
Yep.
But now we got Tony Goat Romo content back, and
I love it. Better be wearing a fucking hat here.
Well, Lance is handsome, and so is Tony Goat Romer.
Romer.
TGR.
188 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. I'll tell you the way it is. He is a top five draft pick, and this is his fourth year. When you add that context, right, he's not a rookie. At this point, you would hope things would click for him, and you would just basically expect him to be better at this point. The spotlight's really on him because that's what the front office has geared our attention to. We traded a fourth rounder for this guy. He could be it. The expectation is there. So if you're hard on him and if you're critiquing him,
yeah,
or if you expected more of him, that's fine. That's okay. Now I get it. He's playing with undrafted players. He's playing with first-time players seeing the NFL field. But when we talk about franchise quarterbacks, we can look at and compare to what we've seen because we've seen Dak Prescott play in the preseason. And his rookie season, he was spectacular. He
balled out.
Same thing with Romo. You look at those preseasons that he had leading up to the start. There were key characteristics and traits that you saw in both of them in their preseason games. And you look at Trey Lance today, he's a step behind. It's almost like he's too quick to want to run the ball and not want to stick in that pocket and to deliver the throw. You know, I don't want Jalen Hurts as my quarterback. Definitely a lackluster performance. And right now, it looks like he's not the future after Dak Prescott. So therefore, Dak Prescott has all the leverage. But let's talk
about... Oh, a little dig at the end.
I mean, he's not wrong. The worst thing for Dak Prescott, I shouldn't even say worst thing, but the best things for the Joneses would have been if Trey Lance came out and threw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, right? Because they're like, okay, you get that flame a little bit. And TGR makes a great point that any good quarterback, when they played in the preseason, they had good numbers because It didn't matter who they were throwing to. They still had their reads. They still had the ball placement. They were still they weren't going to their first guy. They were going through their progression. And you just didn't see that with Trey Lance in the first preseason game.
Well, I mean, that's a good way to kick off stock down. Okay. Trey Lance is kind of, you know, in fairness, he was under the most amount of scrutiny. The Cowboys kept him out there. He did not make any major errors. But like you said, Anth, he didn't really impress anyways. He came out and did kind of exactly what I expected. Before the game, I think I said if he ended up with, whatever, 60, 70% completion rating and two touchdowns and 170 yards, I thought he was only going to play half the game, right?
Yeah. But he essentially played the whole game.
Exactly.
The problem isn't because he had a good completion percentage, but the problem is just the amount of yards that he got per completion.
Boots says Trey Lance going to hit Tree Lance and a non-moving target, might I add. I also say, like, the glaring things here to note, one, TGR with a flat brim hat. Not sure if I dig it. I mean,
didn't even notice it.
Our boy TGR, I like his classic, bent brimmed hat. TGR, or show us your hair. Second thing, our boy Taylor Chima is is in the chat there.
Taylor, what's up, bro? What's up,
no,
Taylor?
Not in the chat. He's in the comments.
Oh,
right there.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Chima. I don't want to.
Hey, the Ken fans up in there too, and AJ.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, there we are.
The three of me.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. That was me saying for TGR.
Taylor has to say, I don't want to be in a Jordan Love situation either, where he has a hot streak and we have to back up the Brinks truck for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and well, Jerry Wood.
I don't think we have to worry about. I honestly, I've seen enough from Trey Lance to not have to worry about him beating out Cooper Rush. He's not going. He's going to be QB3, and that's just where my stance is.
To kind of hit back at this, Elea Isabel, who was following us a lot through training camp, and obviously she's still checking in. So appreciate you showing up. She says even Dak had trouble with receivers in camp today. I think if these receivers could get separation, that would help.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe it just is a thing. I mean, I didn't see that as much the week that we were there.
But that all leads back to, for us right now, Trey Lance is our first stock down player from the Cowboys game against the Rams.
You're stock down, but you also know what's up. The Cowboys Up podcast, because the big fella's in the house.
Hello,
saying,
what's up, big up? Fella.
Sorry, AJ.
No,
I don't know why I keep saying sorry.
Because you're Canadian.
I keep saying sorry because I took his shotgun earlier today.
He shotgunned it.
I made him feel like good. An inadequate bandwagon.
That's what I needed. Now I'm going to be coming hard on...
coming hard on what?
Well, the next time I bring... Next time we're in here,
You're going to have to bring a mini keg.
Oh, yeah.
That was a terrible throw.
I got blocked by the box.
So, okay, Trey Lance, I think, and you could have, to me, honestly, put Trey Lance as maybe no stock up or down because he didn't have a turnover. He had a couple nice running plays, but I think because there's so much hype on him, people thinking that he should start over Dak Prescott even, to me, that puts his stock down. That there's no way that a sensible person could have watched that game and thought to taking anything good away from it. And that's just how my brain works when I watch quarterback position. He just was meh.
Toss me one, son. I tried my soundboard's not working right now.
Oh, I broke it.
Amp broke it. The next guy who was, I think, under that microscope of scrutiny is Mozzie Smith, and he went out there, and I think before we even get into him, I think he also kind of falls into that same category of yes, he stocked down because of the expectations are, I think, even a little higher this year. Due to like the depth position or the depth that we have at that position. But he could also be like in that Trey Lance zone where it's like, he did what I expected.
Well, I thought we gave him stock up.
Oh, I moved him. I thought we said stock down.
No, sorry. Oh, Mozzie was stock up for
me. Okay.
Yeah, no, Mozzie had a good, for the limited snaps that he got, I thought he played very well. He held his blocks. He had a couple nice plays. The starting defensive line with Mozzie Smith, Marshawn Nealand, and a couple other guys. Like I thought Mozzie Smith.
Look, maybe let's bounce back and forth.
One well, that's kind of what I thought when you brought up Mozzie Smith. I thought that's what you were doing.
Well, no, I also thought that he played pretty well, but I thought you had a reason that maybe.
So if you see this play, I don't know if this is brought up right now, but he has on this running. I don't think it's this play, but we'll watch Mozzie Smith on the line here. Look at That's good penetration. Took the block on. He just didn't have a linebacker filling in behind him. But there's a really nice play. He gets double teamed on this one, and he fights through it. So Mazi gets double teamed, guy chips on him, and the running back's forced to cut back and gets tackled by Marshawn Nyland. And then on the second play, they give a – this is, I believe, the screenplay to the running back. Sorry, this is still a run. Mazi, yeah. Again, get in there. Got first him. Contact, right?
Yep.
And then this is the screenplay to the left side of the screen. Mazi Smith reads that it's a screen, chases the guy down, makes the tackle. In limited snaps, like these were this was like one of his only drives of the game, really. And then this is the one that we watched where he takes on the single coverage or the double coverage there, but battles through it and makes the tackle. Like, I don't hate it, man. I think for me, Mazi showed, and we've been pretty critical of Mazi Smith. We weren't fans of the pick when it happened. But I got to give him some props for how he played on Sunday.
Okay, well, he gets stock up, man.
He gets stock up. I mean, I guess Chris is in the chat. What do you think of your Michigan boy there, Chris? Did Mazi deserve a stock up or a Wayjay stock down? Correct him if you got him. Hey,
no. I was stock up, but it just when I was writing the list, there's confusion. Yeah. I thought Ant wanted him in stock down, and I thought he had a reason for it.
No, that's why I was babbling my way through an intro. No, sorry, that's my bad. I thought Mazi played well.
I think we're good. So look, it was positive. I guess it's for me really hard to say because like I'm kind of wanting that Donald DT, but that's just so few and far between, man. And if he can just help stop that penetration. That first line penetration. Ooh,
if he can just hold off the blocks enough for the linebackers to make plays, that's all he has to do. And if we get the occasional tackle for a loss, or if he can get a sack, that's all bonus. But his job is to hold the line.
Yep.
Right? His job is to stay on that line of scrimmage and battle, and then let your linebackers, your athletic big linebackers, clean up the trash. It's like in the Mighty Ducks.
Big fella gives him a C+.
Yeah, and that's pretty good, considering a lot of his games last year weren't passing grades. So I think a C+ is the right trend for Mazi Smith.
Hey, A's and C's get degrees, baby.
You ain't wrong there, buddy.
He ain't wrong.
Okay. But then I guess he, you know, if we're talking spectrums, Trey Lance is on that lower spectrum of, no real big change. Stock down, and Mazi Smith's on that.
Which you could have, yeah, exactly. No, you probably could have just had Mazi playing.
But yeah, exactly. But that's our range.
Yeah.
And now we're moving to the next one. Let's do another stock up because we got a couple more.
Okay.
And it's a good one to talk about. Our boy picked up from where he left. I'm having a little bit of a.
Hey man, we're all back in the studio.
Picked up from where he left off last year. DeMarvion Overshown, and what a spectacular player. He's looking like he's going to do exactly what everyone expects him to do in 2024.
Well, are you able to find a little Twitter post from him? Because he didn't play much. I think he was only out there for maybe two drives.
But you saw him.
Which is good news, because obviously he's being planned to get, you know, utilized.
Yeah, if he's only out there for a couple drives and you're noticing him, that's a big deal. And he looked fast. Sometimes when people are coming off of crazy injuries, so we got some plays here.
Overshown.
So you see him on the left up top. He's in the left beside Damone Clark there. Reads the play and then just out there with a tackle.
Nice and quick. Looks slender.
He looks good.
But he is what? 235, 240?
Well, watch his reaction though. So he cuts in, sees it's going outside, and he's off that block. He doesn't let that block touch him at all.
Yeah.
He keeps the block. He sheds the block, pushes him aside, and then his speed gets you. And a lot of the time when guys are coming back from an ACL injury, they don't have this type of burst. Like, he's going against a running back, and he meets the running back at the line of scrimmage. So that was a great play.
Yeah, we don't get to necessarily see the tackle as much from the video that Alex is playing. Oh, there we go. Like, oh, there you go.
Well, here.
I don't like... I don't know what happened. Sometimes...
Because I zoomed in.
It did a double zoom. There it is. Oh, he's there. Oh, nice tackle.
Get it.
And he's jacked up. Easy, though. Don't be kicking those legs out like that.
Do you think he's saying, let's go, or here we go, or...
I got him.
I got him.
I got you, Scott. Boston.
Put it on my stat sheet.
That's a good play. That, I mean, you see your second year linebacker coming off a knee injury doing that. That's a stock up, and it's the reason it's a stock up. Sure, he didn't play very many plays, but you could have expected, like, if he just went out there and played a few plays and didn't do much, you would have been happy. But he's flying around the field, doing shit, making moves, taking people out. So you watch him here. I love his created player in Madden armbands too. So he reads, reacts. He's got a guy on him, and he just takes out the block and helps.
That's the one where Mozzie chased him down. Now in this one, I like because he was on the left side on the first one, and now he's on the right side. So
yeah, so he's weak side linebacker. So whatever the short hash is,
that's normal.
So wherever the small side of the field is where your boy Overshown will be.
Well, you know, you learn something new every day.
But those two plays, sure, wasn't a lot, but enough for me to be excited.
There he is. He loves football. That's all I have to say. And I will be a proud jersey owner.
Is he dancing the way that Botji claimed that he was going to be dancing then?
He right did. There?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Stock up on him. And that's like average stock up, I think, you know.
Oh, everyone's excited for him. I don't think there's a Cowboys fan out there that's not excited to see DeMarvian Overshown in a real game. Because his trend from last year, you know, he was kind of, we were all stoked to watch him, and then he just kept going, and then boom, injury. But he's still at that trajectory. When he's on the field, he makes plays. So again, I don't know if you even see him much more against Las Vegas. You might see him for a series or two, but probably not a whole bunch.
Yeah, maybe. You know, that you always worry about the injury, even though you're gonna have to play 18.
I want to see this dude in a regular season game. I'm confident he looks good. He's moving well. Let's just seal him up for the regular season.
You got anything to add on?
Nope.
No chat. Nothing in chat.
No, the chat right now. Ayla Isabel is hard defending Trey Lance.
Yeah, which is fine.
Get over it, Ayla.
We told her. Is it Ayla or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Get over it, Aaliyah.
And we just said kind of like if you're a fan of Trey Lance, that's cool. Like that's fine. Don't get upset when people aren't happy. I'm a fan of Dak Prescott. The guy gets slandered more than any quarterback in the league.
That's true.
Another funny thing about the Trey Lance thing is everyone's like, I've never seen a quarterback three get this much hate. I'm like, well, what about a quarterback one who was second in MVP voting last year get fucking dogged by everybody, but nobody gives a shit. Yeah. So like, I'm, again, if it's a player you like, you don't, who cares if other people don't agree with that you think he's going to be good, because if he ends up being good, you can say you were there from the day one, and then we can all backpedal and say, well, yeah,
the most interesting thing that I, in this conversation about G was just talking. I mean, she's just saying why she rides really hard for Trey Lance. Just she likes a story, and she just doesn't feel like he's had enough time from college into the NFL to actually show his potential, and that's why he's so unsure. So I get it. I'm not in the camp of like, I don't want to invest in a quarterback to have them develop for the next 3 years when we have someone who should have been MVP last year right in front of us, right? Have him sit on the pine and learn over the next 2-3 years. And if he's the future, let him be the future 3 years from now. That's my thought.
He's the future 3 years from now at 27 years old. You got a fucking problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, ideally the Cowboys, if you're going to ride with Dak for the next 4 or 5 years, you do need to get a young quarterback in there to then have some sort of progression moving forward at some point.
I'm drafting.
That's what I meant.
Drafting like a Jordan Love and then having him ride the pine for 3 years. Then he comes out at like 23. And
I like that approach. And we don't see it. We don't see it very often.
And that's the thing I tell people. If you don't like Dak Prescott and you want Dak Prescott to get passed over by somebody, say I'd rather someone being like, I hope the Cowboys move on from Dak Prescott and they draft a quarterback next year. That makes more sense to me than saying Trey Lance should be the starter, because right now Trey Lance being the starter doesn't make sense.
Botji says, hey, maybe the Cowboys will trade Trey to the Vikings with JJ McCarthy.
Oh, shit.
Let's fucking hope.
I mean, like, look, that would be a solid, I mean, that type of capital would be great. If Trey Lance does ball out in the next two preseason games, then you possibly do have some cachet to go in and try to make trades like that.
They ain't getting anything more than a sixth.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing, too, is his contract next year, I think, is $24-25 million, but let's say it's the latter, just for argument's sake. That would still be a great contract considering what quarterbacks are being paid now. But, you know, I can't see if Trey Lance balls out – I can't see him wanting to like play a year on just that one $25 million totally. Contract. You know, he's going to want to resign and, for something.
And again, like when you look at what happened in that game, when Cooper Rush, when Coop and the boys took over the ship and he went, what, 5-1 or 4-1? 5-1?
5-1, yep.
We didn't see a lot of like deep threats with him, but
5-1,
5-1.
Actually, it might have been 4-1.
Might have been 4-1.
I think it's 5-1 as a record or as a starter.
So 4-1 when he took over for Dak. But I mean, there wasn't a lot of like big plays that he made. He just maintained the ship. I actually like seeing in the preseason that he made a pretty large throw. I want to see a quarterback get that deep ball in somebody's hands. Yeah. So it actually looks like, I mean, the person whose stock is probably going up right now, if Trey Lance is going to be QB2 and they're going to ride with Trey, Cooper Rush is in a very solid position because there is going to be a team out there that's going to want that backup quarterback.
Well, what's more telling that Cooper Rush played 3 plays? That's it.
Yeah.
They're pretty confident what they have. With the best play of the game. Just looking at our draft board here, and we kind of touched on it a little bit. This is NFL news. The Vikings 10th overall pick, JJ McCarthy, out for season. Oof. The craziest thing about that is they traded up. They traded up to get him.
Yeah.
With the New York Jets. So
I mean, I hate hearing stuff like that because
yeah, you don't want to ever hear it.
You don't want someone to have out for season thing like that. And then you look at what the Vikings went through with Jefferson last season. And then, so it sucks, but not our team. And we kicked their butts when we were there. So,
well, you just wonder, like, I always wonder this, and this is just the conspiracist inside of me, but do the players get through some physical, but know they have an ailment? And then, you know, fuck, I want to get that top 10 money. I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy planned this, but it's just so odd that you go through school and then in a preseason practice, tear a meniscus.
But they all do, all teams do their own.
They do their own physicals.
They do their own.
I know, but stuff can still slip by.
Like, but you know what I mean, though? I'm just saying it takes the conspiracy aspect of it, because I was trying to bring you on my team. I got my doctor, Dr. Bandwagon Boy 1. I'm bringing him in to do all the tests on you so that if they find a meniscus or something like that, then we're like, yeah.
That is just.
But maybe teams did see that. Maybe teams did see that and the Vikings didn't, right?
Or so they saw it and were like,
it's not a concern.
It's not a major concern.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Yeah. Like, it could have been something and they just thought, oh, it's nothing.
But can you even like flag a meniscus?
Meniscus is weird because
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of those injuries that it's not like, oh, this, like, all of his flexibility is there. He's cutting. He's not, like, everything's good. And it just takes that one moment of weird kind of pressure on it. Right.
You know what I think's more of a conspiracy is the Vikings being like, okay, you need to get surgery done. This is going to take you out for the year. Now they don't have to take heat when they don't start their 10th overall pick and decide to go with Darnold instead.
I like that. I mean, I like that conspiracy a bit more.
You know what I mean? Because you know, if you put Darnold in and he starts playing bad and you got your 10th overall pick sitting there.
Hey, that's a good conspiracy, Ant.
That's a very good conspiracy,
Because
I listen to Joe Rogan.
Because, yeah, there you go.
Drogan?
I actually don't, but I just thought it'd be funny to say.
It was. Thanks. Then if you have him still being able to come out, practice.
We're talking practice.
And throw the ball and yet not have to deal with that pressure of bringing him in. We started this conversation talking about how we like it when teams are able to let a guy ride on the pine for 2-3 years. Because the NFL has this problem, if we go full circle now. The NFL does have this problem where it's like,
as soon
as this young guy gets drafted, he's expected to start in the NFL. And that's what I do on my Madden franchise.
Yeah,
because I want to squeeze every damn fucking, I want to break all the stats.
He's your 10th overall pick.
Yeah.
He's got to be
playing. He's your created player, Aloysius or whatever.
Yeah. Aloysius.
Junkie L.
Yeah. This one's for JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, toss me one, son.
Crack if you got him. Sorry, not to cut you off. You keep going there, AJ. I just wanted to crack it.
That was a good throw. The DB had no chance on that one.
No, got to throw him where my player can catch him and not the DB. So, but yeah, it's just very frustrating, and I don't know if we're ever going to be able to see it again. But you think back to a lot of quarterbacks that were great in the past, and they often had or not even just quarterbacks, but players in general, they often had a couple years to reach that point where a number one pick now is like, if you're not performing in the first 2 years and you're thrown out there, which obviously you'd think, okay, that's going to gain you the most amount of experience, right? But it's also real difficult to learn under some, or to add on that pressure as well as learning, right? So I don't know. Everyone learns differently, but specifically for quarterbacks, they probably perform a lot.
Easy.
Fucking get control, bro.
Easy.
They perform better if they had more time.
Yeah, I agree. So back to the stock up, stock down. We are. Yeah. Who's our next stock down?
Next stock down is Kalen Carson.
Is there any stats on, or is there any vids on him that we could watch him get burned?
Oh, hang on.
This is I've been off it for a while.
Yeah, has been dead.
You're saying Kalen Carson stock down?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, he didn't have a very good game.
I think this one is a bit of a polarized view because I have heard people say good things. And
at training camp, yeah, he's been playing really good at training camp. But in the game, he was most of the big plays were against him. So for me, it was
for me,
man, yeah.
Kalen Carson.
No one even ripped him apart. So maybe I just saw something else.
Well, do you just want me to bring up his stats then? Because I can't find any.
Yeah, I don't even know. The DB stats or cornerback stats are kind of hard to even look at. But it was mainly, for me, like I said, there was
your eyeball test, right?
Yeah, eyeball test him. And this, to me, if you can say, well, Trey Lance was playing with twos and threes. Well, Kalen Carson was playing against two and three wide receivers. So if he gets going against guys that are number ones, if you're getting burned by twos and threes with Stetson Bennett throwing the ball, well, it's going to be pretty tricky to do your thing.
Dude, go ahead and get your chanks on.
Well, let's see what Cowboys Wire has to say. They got within this is Kalen Carson, and that's the one we're going to be focusing on. But if we happen to pass by something else, you know how we
do.
Side quest.
You know how that's a good size right there. Yeah,
three things to love about Cowboys.
Well, I think this was before the game happened. Possibly
this came out 2 days.
Okay, so maybe they updated it.
But they have to throw
August 10th?
August. Yeah, that was before the game.
Oh, so maybe they did update it. It said 2 days ago.
It's smart that they clickbaited us. They click updated us.
Okay. Well,
CeeDee Lamb still not there.
There is this. There is this film study. Oh, that's film study.
That's 2 days ago.
It's 18 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that.
But it's on YouTube, and so...
Ooh, I'm going to watch that after, though. I do like watching a deep dive on... But I love just sitting back and just being in bed at night and then watching someone do film study, even if I had no idea who this person is, but they're breaking down like a Kalen Carson because it's the exact person I want to see, and you get to watch all their plays over in succession.
He had outside leverage.
His outside leverage. He was inside. The receiver is inside shade.
He chipped it because he had help over the top.
You're doing this, Adam. What are you doing? I'm watching film study.
I'm watching film study.
No, he just goes Kalen Carson.
Kalen Carson.
What about this Kalen Carson?
Crack him if you got him, son.
Crack him if you got him, son.
Anth, give me some of your insights on Kalen Carson. I didn't
he got
really,
burned. Yeah, he was he getting burned.
There was see a couple comments in chat about him being burned.
There was three. There was three first,
but it was coming from Ultra.
never
know.
Ultra was going.
I didn't know which side. Ultra it was.
Ultra's like cut him. No, he at the start
did he
of the
say
game.
Cut him?
Yeah, right away. He's a bust, cut him. It's like, dude, come on. He's a fifth round pick. But there was multiple plays at the start of the game when it was third and long or fourth and long, and he got beat. So maybe I was a little bit too quick to judge him and say stock down, but there was so much hype and talk coming from training camp that I just felt like I felt a little let down and a little surprised by him getting burned so many times.
Well, you know what? He's going to learn, okay? And listen.
Listen.
Look, Kalen. Can I call you Kalen?
Look,
Kalen.
You? Kalen. Look.
CC.
Yo, CC. I know you're listening, and we just want to say no hate, okay? This is the type of tough love that you get with CanFan, and sometimes it's all dick sucking. So, you get to that dick sucking side, and you may regret it.
One interception in the regular season, and I don't give a shit he did week one in the preseason. Yeah.
He's my guy!
I told you he was a dog!
EJ Savage is saying Carson is a dog.
Well, he is, but he still didn't... Anyone that said he had a good preseason game wasn't watching the preseason game. He got burned multiple times, and guys caught him, and Stetson Bennett and Joe Blow Whittington and other guys that are twos and threes were making plays against him. So I also had Eric Scott Jr. there, who had a pick eventually, but they were both getting burned throughout most of the game.
He's saying Carson's allowed completions, but they were all for like 3 to 6 yards.
That's not true. That's not true. There was a big play on third down. One of the very first downs he got burned on. And even if they were only 3 to 6, he gave up 3 first downs against 2s and 3s.
Take that, EJ Savage, even though we love you so much.
I love EJ Savage, and I hope Kalen Carson, they call him Seatbelt, is a stud. But to me, it was a stock down because I was so excited to see him.
Hopefully okay. he's hopefully
and he's been a dog in training camp.
Hopefully he's Seatbelt and not Speed Bump. Yep.
Or Airbag.
Or air. Oh, yeah. Oh,
because you got to do something with part of a car.
Yeah, it's got to be it's on the road, something on the road.
Rug mat.
Yeah, rug mat.
Because everyone steps on him. Ooh.
Ooh. Aaliyah says Carson doesn't allow a lot of yards, even if he doesn't break up pass or intercept it.
But if you give a first down, who gives a shit if it's only get 3 yards? If you give up a first down, yeah. Every time somebody tries to get 6 yards on you, that's not good.
Our boots on the ground, Eric Serrato says, I think Carson just needs to get past the nerves of playing on Sunday. He's done very well in practice.
So crack him
if you got him. Crack him if you got him.
So let's rewind. This is called stock up, stock down.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
His stock is down. So next week, yeah. His stock could be up. Trey Lance's stock could be up. Mozzie's could be down.
This is based on the...
I'm not saying the guy sucks dick. I'm just saying he didn't have as good as a game as I expected, and that's why he has stocked out.
Okay, so EJ's saying he allowed one pass early in the game for more than the little gains, but afterwards he looked good. So I think we're going to have to... Look, we have Anth, who was running the Millennium Falcon. He was using an eyeball test. We got EJ Savage, who we trust and we appreciate.
Well, I mean, EJ said he only let up 3 to 6 yards, and then he went back and said he gave up a big pass. So I don't know.
He said he allowed one pass early in the game for more than the little gains, but afterwards he looked good.
EJ, we're going to have you on, and you and Anth can have it out with one another. It's been too long.
It's his fucking stock up or stock down. His stock is down.
Ooh, Boots says stock down this week on Carson.
Also, 100% it was.
I have high hopes because I'm looking for a Cowboys player to represent that Marvel superhero name, and Kalen Carson really fits that.
And I will also say this. It was tough when we were doing the stock up, stock down to actually find guys that we thought stock down on.
That's true. Right. Look, we are being very critical.
Yes. Besides Trey Lance, he was 100% stock down.
That's right. Oh! Whoa, baby!
Take that.
You've just been Zuckerberged. Okay. Let's get back to stock up.
Yeah, stock up's more fun.
Stock up's more fun because people disagree with us, we just laugh and go on. But when it's stock down, it becomes like, hey, you want to put baby in a corner? Huh? You want to put baby in a corner? You're going to put three?
As long as it's not around the quarterback, I love a stock up, stock down debate.
Well, realistically, Kalen Carson only gave up 3 to 6 yards per play. Except for that giant first down he gave up at the very start.
Okay, and explain this too. So Whopper says judging a CB off of one game is wild.
Guys, get your fucking tampons out and just relax. Like,
guys, stocks go up and down every second of the day. We're just doing a weekly stock up and stock
down. We're not
down.
Saying kick the guy off the team unless your name's Trey Lance.
Cut or keep? Like, we're not saying cut or keep.
Dak Prescott could come in, have a stock down game, and still be the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, even if Cooper Rush and Trey Lance had a stock up game.
And back to this, if Kalen Carson gets an interception in the regular season at any point of the season, I don't give a shit about preseason week one at all.
No.
At all.
Hey, we're making fucking content.
Yeah.
Settle down.
We're
everyone.
Marshawn Nealand, stock up.
Yes.
And EJ,
I got a video.
And once we're done with all of ours, I'll tell you what EJ's stock up, stock down is.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely want to see that.
Not. Just kidding. I yoke, because it's fun.
I guess there's no...
Here's every snap from Dallas Cowboys second round pick Marshawn Nealand.
Ooh, and this guy put a little arrow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Marshawn Nealand, I mean, this is one thing that all Cowboys fans could get up on, that he had a very good game.
Look, he switched sides.
In limited snaps, he played very well. He had bursts. There's that DeMarvian overshown tackle. I do like this because you get to watch him even on plays that he's not necessarily making the play, but you get to see what he's doing. So there he's got outside contain. Held his position pretty good. There's Kalen Carson giving up 5 yards.
Shut down the run. The quarterback had to throw there or throw it away.
Nealand takes the block. There it is. Sheds the block. Makes the pop. Only for a minimal gain.
Ooh, say it again.
Sheds the block. I can't even remember what I said.
You black out sometimes when you say something great?
Stetson
Bennett with a rollout.
Yeah, he played the whole game.
He looks like a big boy out there.
27-year-old Stetson Bennett.
Nice and strong.
4 interceptions and still wins the game.
he's not really beating the tackles, but the tackles are having a problem with
him. He's pushing them back, though. That's the nice thing.
And if the quarterback holds on too long, it's going to be a problem.
That last play, when you saw the second level fucking a whiff on that drag route there, and then we still were able to shut it out. I thought that just looking at that, that should have been an end zone play there.
Bennett gets the ball out quickly, though.
I mean, I was a Stetson Bennett guy in our mock drafts. I'm just going to say it right now. I was a Stetson Bennett boy in our mock draft.
He threw 4 fucking interceptions.
I know. I said him in our mock draft.
Yeah, he threw 4 interceptions, though.
He won the game.
Yeah, but I don't think that... I just think that says more about Trey Lance than it does about Stetson Bennett.
You're not
back
wrong.
To Marshawn Nealand. Stock up. And we're not expecting him to have 10 sacks in a year. He's kind of like a DeMarcus Lawrence who we're expecting to help out with the run game.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
Yeah, and unfortunately on a lot of these clips here, they're running away from him or moving the ball away from his side of the field, so not really able to see how he does. But look, he's competitive. Big hope and big I want him to succeed. I want to see him on the field. So that could also be pushing my point of view into a stock up for Nealand.
You're biased.
I'm biased. Okay, next stock down, Daddy.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Eric Scott Jr.
Again, he was getting burned. He had an interception, but he was getting burned, and he gave up multiple first downs. So there's high hope for Eric Scott Jr., and there's high hope for Kalen Carson, who they're young, and they're going to make mistakes. You think about Trevon Diggs' first year as a cornerback in the NFL. He got burned a bunch. Well, this is his interception. They're saying here, Eric Scott Jr., you have redeemed yourself because he'd essentially been getting burned most of the game.
Yeah.
Here, I was yelling screech shot because I thought I was going to be doing a screech shot because it looked like he had some speed. But they're saying he redeemed himself because he had been taken to the woodshed a couple times earlier in that game.
Yeah. Look, Eric Scott Jr., here's the thing about him. It's he just needs to work on not letting the other team catch the football. It's that simple.
Can we actually look at Whittington Jr.'s catches? He plays for the Rams. I just want to see who he was, because there should be a highlight for him.
And Whittington Jr.
Or maybe he's not even a junior. But okay, so that's Eric Scott missing that tackle there and letting him go. That's a 2nd and 11.
Oh,
this is that same one. Okay. So there's Eric Scott just missing it. And then we got Whittington here again. Deep one. That's Kalen Carson. That's a 10-yard or a 15-yard gain. Oh, and then there's the Eric Scott Jr. one. So two of the guys are stocked down with big plays on them.
Got to make those tackles.
Those are so that was probably the first one with Kalen Carson. That was probably the one EJ was talking about that he had the big play on.
Right.
Here we go again. Stetson dropping back. That one's caught.
Oh, big smasher.
Wanya Thomas with the big hit.
Yay comes in there. But I'm gonna do it like Scott, Al Harris says it. Yay.
Eric Scott giving up another first down there.
Yeah. He's not Wanya to me anymore. He's Yay.
He's Yay. Again, Stetson rolling out. Catch completed on, who's that? Eric Scott Jr.
Boys, we got some breaking news here right now.
What?
Giants trade DT Jordan Phillips to Cowboys for a pick swap in 2026, 6 for a 7th.
Okay, well, let's draft buzz this, or let's get some PFF on this
guy. Hang on. Hold the motherfucking phone.
We got
phone.
Some breaking news. Okay, who?
So, Giants trade defensive tackle Jordan Phillips to Cowboys for a pick swap in 2026, 6 for a 7th.
So, just by looking at him, he's been on the Bills.
Yeah, he's a veteran. The chat's saying he's going to be good for our run defense.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Can we get him on PFF, AJ?
Yep.
Are you showing the people live? Show them you doing this.
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay, yeah.
I love
Earlier on, maybe 15 minutes ago, Whopper said, Jordan Phillips, boys, and I...
6'6", 341.
Woo! Hey, Chris! Hey, big Chris, is he big enough for us? Woo!
6'6", 341. That gets me going.
Second round pick by the Dolphins in 2015. So he's
been on multiple teams. He's been on the Dolphins, the Bills, and, oh, Jesus. Oh, 2023. You got to side in here, WayJ.
What's going in? What's going on? Okay, hang on. Let me make
sure. Okay, there we go. I got off. Sign in. Oh, yeah. We got people coming in just saying. Oh,
jeez. He's dehydrated.
Oof.
Overall, 35.8. Granted, he was on the Giants last year. I wonder if we can look at years past. Yeah, okay. This is better that we can look at his full. Does it show past seasons?
Right here. Not the best window.
So, oh, I mean.
Cowboys Chris is saying yes in capital letters.
He's good size. He's good size, but man, he's. Which is tough to show because even Big Hank with the Cowboys last year, if you looked at his PFF, it wasn't great.
Well, this doesn't bode well, I mean, but he must have, like, his run defense. I have to say, I don't know.
Well, guys. Let's check Hankins. Check Hankins just so that we can get some.
And go and you could pull up some highlights.
I don't know if he's gonna have it. Highlights.
Well, look, I mean, he went from Miami to Buffalo to Arizona to Buffalo.
He jumps around.
Is it John Hankins?
Arizona.
Aaliyah Isabel says, keep in mind, he's usually hurt often.
Just what we need.
Miami to Buffalo to Arizona to Buffalo to New York. Didn't play a game for New York. Traded to the Cowboys.
This is one of those guys that that our boy Barry Grant Jr. would say, this is one of those dollar bargain bazaar bin trades.
You got to also give the benefit, though, too. The guy's been in the league since 2015. Yep. So they have kept him around.
Yep.
But they call him a jag, just another guy.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Whopper's saying Phillips is a dog.
Well, he's big. 6'6", 340. That's a big dude.
Phillips had double-digit sacks a few years back, I think, says EJ Savage.
Hankins also had a pretty fucking dehydrated last three years.
Like, look at him that's what I mean with Dallas.
And maybe it's just one of those things where you just want that guy to get in there and help salvage a couple reps and get some of our younger guys a bit more skill set.
Look at Jenkins with the Giants. Jenkins with the Giants. Sorry, Hankins. Jenkins? I was thinking the Jags.
Just another Hanks?
Look at Hankins with the Giants at the start of his career.
Well, that's what Jerry was thinking. I know a guy who started with the Giants. And did well for us. His name is Big John Hankins.
So, I mean, we'll see. It's a big body.
Sorry, 9.5 sacks in 2019, EJ was saying, is probably his highest sack ratio.
Which, for a defensive tackle, is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I care more about just plugging up, giving our linebackers a little bit more time to either rush in there, plug the gaps.
Plug the gaps up. The thing with this, it's just saying that they're not confident with the depth that they have.
That's true.
So Rodgers, and you saw it in the preseason game. We should have had a couple more stock down with some of our defensive tackles because with R2s and 3s, the offensive line for the Rams were just blasting through. There was no penetration, and that's a move for that. So,
well, let's quickly hop over to our last stock down. Then we'll do our final two stock ups.
Yep,
and they're good ones. Last stock down, Ryan Flournoy. Again, I think a lot of this is predicated on the expectations. Maybe there weren't fair expectations, but we, you know, we all got excited about the kid. And even in training camp, he had some kind of high moments and low moments. It was a pretty wide range. And so he's still a young dude. Looks like he has the physical traits, but had a big fumble in the preseason.
Couple drops. I imagine he ends up hitting the practice squad. Someone might end up taking him. You got to think, the Cowboys, if they take, and I'm just going to go quickly here. Say they take six wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks, Kervonte Turpin, and probably Jalen Cropper. Those are six guys. And Flournoy hasn't showed anything to surpass those guys, yeah. Where Cropper and Brooks both had plays in the Rams game, and Jalen Tolbert didn't even play. So stock down a little bit on Flournoy.
And stock down was hard to do this week.
It was hard to do.
You know,
I'm sure we could have picked guys on the defensive line enough, but I just don't know enough about those players. Hey. So I'll have to deep dive a little bit more.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
How do we pronounce, you're not pronouncing it right. His parents told us how to pronounce it.
Flournoy.
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 It's Flournoy.
Well, it's Flournoy.
It's Flournoy.
So AJ can't even say Malik. Do you think we're going to change how we say Flournoy?
It's spelled Flournoy.
Yeah, you'd just be happy we're not saying Flournoy. We're Canadian.
Flournoy.
Flournoy. Hey, you just said it. Flournoy.
Yeah, but there's it's an easy R, if but you take an, the R out.
There's an R.
Well, I'm just telling you how his parents told Boots and I to say it. Flournoy.
Well,
Flournoy.
They might not know how to say their own language. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Okay.
Okay, stock up. Let's rally them up.
Tyler Guyton had a really good...
Our Guyton.
I'm sorry. And let me pull up... Oh, I think I fucked it. I moved it. So just give me a quick second.
Well, I'll talk about him. So
yeah, go ahead.
While we're talking about Tyler Guyton's game against the Rams, we're going to see him week one against the Browns because Chuma Adoga is out, like Ad had mentioned earlier in the cast, for about 4 to 6 weeks. So you're going to see our Guyton start for the Cowboys week one, which we predicted. Yeah, did it happen how we wanted it to? No, because it's still nice to have Adoga there as depth. But Guyton will be out there as our guy week one against Miles Garrett and the Browns.
Our Guyton's not going to not see a starting rep, in my opinion. Doesn't mean he's going to play every effing snap. That's a little bit, you know, unrealistic.
EJ Savage had a post. I believe it was Guyton.
Ooh, you're going to go to EJ Savage.
Of course, you know. Our boy puts in the work. I want to showcase it to... You know, can Fanamaniacs.
Go ahead and hit EJ Savage up. I think this is it here.
EJ Savage, boys in the zone. We got to get EJ Savage on. EJ, yeah. If you're around Saturday, feel free to hop on the pregame.
So, Adam, you want to take a stab at these positives? And okay, so the negs?
Solid juice.
Well, you're
whoa,
cut.
Whoa.
Okay, pause it.
Stock down on Adam.
Solid usage of independent hands and pass protection. Good job mirroring pass rushers and staying balanced and patient at the point of attack. Better hands overall, not missing as much as previously expected based on college film. Possess good strength at point of attack in the run game, pinning defenders and opening running lanes. Trust his athleticism to get outside and push rushers wide while also being aware of inside rushers in his left guard if his left guard needs help. And showed nice quickness off the snap and utilize his length all night, all day, all along, baby.
That was really erotic, EJ.
Yeah, EJ, you getting erotic.
This is great. Son. Thanks for... putting this out there. Anyone who is wondering what the hell are these guys talking about, head over to just search Boys in the Zone on Twitter, and if you Google EJ Savage, I believe he'll pop up his YouTube and other accounts. But sorry, here are the negatives.
Give me the negatives. Can get too hasty in run blocking assignments, opting to double team a defender instead of getting to the second level on pin and pulls. Got caught expecting a speed rush to the edge and overextended himself, forcing him to flare his arm wide to catch the inside move from the edge. Does show whiffs, misses with hands, as previously noted in college as a concern. Has cleaned this up a lot already.
Okay, so here's just some video film of Guyton. Our Guyton. But yeah, I thought he was really impressive. And when I looked at all this film here, he is a fence post. And I wish there was something I could work into his name, like Tyler Guyton. I wish there was like fence post.
Tyler, I'm the fence post Guyton.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm the fence post guy. Hey, there you go.
I'm the fence post Guyton.
But our Guyton just is so much more better.
There's on the Trey Lance's nice scramble, which that was pretty legit.
Yeah, but I mean, definitely, look, beautiful thing to see. I don't know if it was always in him or he's just had a really good game, whatever it is, but this was really great to see, especially with the Chuma Adoga injury.
Yes, you're completely right.
If you have a guy that size, if you have a Guyton that size who can be athletic the way he is, like, how do you expect him to be a fucking flub?
And wait till you have him beside Tyler Smith.
Oh, gosh. Big,
that's a wall, dude. There, that was a nice one there. He pancaked that dude. Go back to that one, AJ.
Yep.
EJ saying that he was actually the top-rated rookie tackle that played in the preseason, according to PFF.
I believe it. Well, watch his hit coming up here. Watch the tackle here. Is this the one right here? Drives him. Yep. Boom!
Boom! Oh,
that's a car crash right there, son.
Well, he's just like, he is huge.
He's massive.
And he's got a huge, like, I don't know if his arm span is actually huge in terms of the measurements, but it looks big.
That last play, too, was the Flannoy fumble. You see him fumble it at the very end of the play.
Oh, shit.
Fuck Flournoy.
But yeah, great things. And
like how I said, they are there.
I do.
Look, man, if the Cowboys have happened to hit on a starting left tackle and a starting right guard in the last 3 years,
it's insane.
That's pretty fucking good. And especially if they're elite. Now, we're getting ahead of ourselves, and that's what we're supposed to do here. Final stock up is Marquise Bell.
And he had an interception. He was getting his... He was on tape a lot. He was getting in there making tackles. Again, he's back to his natural position at safety. They had him playing that hybrid safety linebacker thing in the Dan Quinn defense. Now he's back to safety. And I think this makes our safety room, dudes, last year we said S tier. And I'm still sticking with S tier.
Double S tier?
Yeah, well, because going into the season last year, I had high hopes for Jaron Kearse. And I think having Marquise Bell step up in Jaron Kearse's spot.
Now you get him on the field more.
It's just such a good change.
We have no problem with Hooker and Donald Dubb out there.
Oh, yeah, Donald Dubb's a beast. So.
Do you think that playing in the linebacker role or that hybrid position, but the linebacker role last season is going to help him in that safety role?
Totally.
Why?
It's going to make him want to hit more. When there's a chance for him to hit, he's going to be like a Donald Dubb where he can hit. But now you're going to get his natural athletic ability where he can intercept the ball. He had a chance with a couple interceptions.
He did.
Ended up getting one, which we'll take. But he was around the ball and he was mucking it up at the line of scrimmage, making tackles when linebackers weren't. So it's nice. I think Marquez Bell and Wanya Thomas are going to kind of fight their way into the, maybe not the starting lineup, but the big time rotation.
Okay, BWB3, a.k.a. Bandwagon Baba, says, what stock does McCoy get? He was on the whole game.
Who the fuck is McCoy?
He was on the whole game, she says.
I think it was McCoy, one of the defensive linemen.
Let's take a look.
I don't even
Bandwagon know what Baba, just like a curveball. What stock does McCoy get? I don't know. I don't even remember seeing a guy named McCoy.
Oh. She goes, damn, autocorrect. The Rams coach, McVay.
Oh. Fuck coaches, Cam, man.
McVay gets too pretty to be a coach.
Oh, you know what? Bandwagon Baba comes in there with the freaking the comedy and the autocorrect, the Apple iPhone autocorrect gets her.
She got it
twice. So she goes, McCoy, and then she wrote McCoy again. And I was like, okay, so what? We're supposed to know this?
That's when you grabbed the book?
That's when I grabbed the book. I'm like, who the fuck is McCoy?
Do you like that I have the book over there? Because I had to bust it out.
Oh, yeah. The book over here. So we got this book at training camp. We got them all over the place. We only brought back one last year, which was a big mistake. The training camp 2024 book is going to be critical for the next couple of weeks.
And those cups.
Oh, the cups are stacked up. We got 15 of them. Upstairs.
So our final list, and then let's go hop over to EJ Savage's. Stock up, Mozzie Smith, DeMarvion Overshown, Marshawn Nealand, Tyler Guyton, our guy, Guyton. And Marquise Bell. Stock down, Trey Lance, Kalen Carson, Eric Scott Jr., and Ryan Flournoy. Now take all of that with a grain of salt. Yeah, we're going into week two.
Week two, again, I was mucking it up, and that I haven't went back and rewatched the preseason games, which I don't plan on doing. That was my initial that's just kind of how I felt. Those were the guys.
And hey, we appreciate all the feedback. It's great to have a back and forth to hear what other people have to say, because what we're going to do is next week or this Saturday, we're going to be watching it, watching these guys a little more closely, seeing if we were right or not. So
Whopper says Leofau looks solid.
Yeah, that's it. Just the linebacking room as a whole, they're stock up. Like that linebacking core is stock up. Way up.
That last minute push for the touchdown was, you know, classic Cowboys, as people were saying out there. But also, that defensive core did keep the score, you know, close the whole game. So. Mm-hmm.
Bandwagon Baba also, Bocce says, did Bandwagon Baba find the bottle of Clase Azul tequila?
She did.
And actually, go ahead and you can point to it there, Anth. Bocce has a nice, it's up there.
Where?
We can't see it.
Oh, no, sorry, it's upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Idiot.
Hey. You're right. I remember putting it on the shelf, but I put it on the shelf upstairs.
It's up there. I'm like,
wait till Nate or Age are here to do it. Go ahead. Crack them if you got them, son. Disappointed that AJ, and I thought I was going to start something here because they're only $5. Anth bought one and I bought one. We bought matching Slim Can koozies, and AJ didn't get one.
Yeah, because I got my fucking...
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
I know, but I got the Saved by the Bell with you.
And I'm also missing one.
I'm just stoked that I got these two now.
Yeah, I got three.
Oh, no. I only have one slim one. You're right. I should have, but I didn't even think about it.
Look at this. I can double up now.
Yeah,
guess who? Could have been the superpowers.
I got this sweet hat. Not to be. I got this sweet army.
I know. I didn't want to tell you that I was jealous of your hat, but I'm just going to show you this. Are you jealous of my trips? Are you jealous of my trips left?
And they all work the same.
Ad's got trips left.
Yeah. I was going to say this. Look, anybody out there I'm going to give a little bit of a rating here. This was bought officially at a Cowboys training camp. Mm-hmm. So you could probably buy it at AT&T Stadium. This right here, these ones right here were bought at Walmart. I'm going to go on a limb and say the Walmart ones feel better in my hands. They fit better to the slim cans. This one feels a little bit bulky and a little bit too tall for me. But
I only have training camp ones.
It might
2024.
It might keep the drink,
okay,
cooler.
Good idea. So I will know that. I will do a test on the next time. I'll put two in at once, and we'll see.
Okay, let's get into this week's game because we spent an hour doing review on last week's.
It does kind of lead in.
I like that we said, you know, this episode we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk. We need to talk primarily about the Rams.
The issue is we hadn't got to talk about the game together. That was the issue. Usually, like during the season, we do our post game and then we kind of move on to to the next week. We didn't get that closure, so we kind of did a closure episode.
Yeah, I like that. I like, but the stock up, stock down is also very fun. Maybe next time we should limit it to
two players on either
side. Stock up, stock down on offense on offense, and a stock up, stock down on defense.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Too many.
We're
freeballing, boys.
This is what preseason is all about, all right?
Yeah, we're preseason. We're figuring out what works for our upcoming season. So what do we got next?
Well, it's the Dallas Cowboys versus the Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas, you know what? Raiders.
I know what I got to do. PFF. It's been too long. It's been too long.
Do you remember how to log into PFF? Yeah.
I'm in right now, bro. I'm scouring. I'm going to bring up the game preview.
Yeah.
And of course, they're going to showcase like
the starters and stuff. So it's not really going to help. I think it's just good for us to just, what do we expect?
Yeah. Well, I just want to see the depth chart of the Raiders, basically. Let me do that.
I guess that way you can see who they have starting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I could tell you two people on the Raiders, maybe three.
Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, whatever. Aiden Connell. Guess what? Don't give a fuck.
Agent Connell. That's where Gardner was.
Zamir White, because I kept him as a keeper in fantasy football. I know I'm not supposed to talk about fantasy football.
They have a Guyton. Jalen. Our Guyton. Those motherfuckers. What?
The other Guyton? Jalen. The other Guyton? The other guy? Okay, so
He is the other guy. You can get him out of here.
Gardner Minshew, not worried about him. He's not going to be playing anyways.
None of those starters are going to be playing. None of them.
Will Aiden O'Connell play? Probably.
He should, yep. You're going to see Alexander Mattinson, Guyton, Wilkerson, Turner, Mayer. So it's interesting that they have Mayer and Bowers. Like, they have a setup. The Raiders have a setup tight end room.
I think that we might see White, because in my opinion, I know that you know, I'm not ESPN.com, of course, but I think Madison's probably going to be ending up as a starter over White.
Don't say that.
Guys, what about Dylan Lobby?
Oh, yeah, Dylan Lobby. He are the great White.
Unicorn.
Unicorn?
You're going to see him get some snaps.
Yeah, okay. I was a Lobby boy.
Where's Lobby?
Fourth string back. HB.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, look. Some exciting players. Amir Abdullah, too. I was looking at him. Strong legs. Love to look at his legs. Nice legs. Michael Mayer.
Yeah, Michael Mayer.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Drafted last year.
Yeah.
Jackson Powers Johnson. You're going to see the guy. Interesting enough, they have JPJ lined up as left guard.
If you look at our board, I think when we were talking about the people that were like, are the fucking... The Raiders picking are they one of the teams that were looking at our board?
Yeah, but Powers Johnson was supposed to be a set. The takeaway is supposed to be a center, and he's there at left guard, second left guard.
I'm just taking this in, and then we can have some good combo, okay, guys? And then we come down here to the base 4-3-D.
Imagine Max Crosby plays the entire game.
We don't know. Like, realistically, I'm going to be honest. I don't know any of their
I don't know any. I was looking through just to see if I saw anyone.
We're not going to know any. I just kind of want to know what you guys are looking for the Cowboys going against the Raiders.
So I want to see – I kind of want to see the same team go out there and play again against the Raiders. Maybe
– do the exact same kind of split. Give them the exact same reps.
Yeah, the only thing I would change is let Cooper Rush come in, start him for the first quarter, and then bring in Trey Lance for 2, 3, and 4.
What are your thoughts about going like series, one guy, one series, next guy, one series, one guy?
Sure. If you are having that question, but I think in this case, it's just let's go out there. Let's solidify Cooper Rush as the number two. If he goes out there and performs. Now, if Cooper Rush slips on a banana peel, maybe you do change it up in game, right? I'm not saying you stick to the script, but if Cooper Rush comes out, has that same type of performance that he has had in actual NFL games as well in week one preseason, even though just a couple throws. But if he replicates that performance, then there's no point to really keep him out there. And the guy that we really need to put the microscope on is going to be Trey Lance. And so keep running him, hoping for something better. But for everyone else, yeah, I like the spread.
Jesus Christ, AJ.
I have a little cock hair in my throat.
Not mine, by the way. I'll just say that right now. Not mine. Dance.
Might be mine.
Yes. Keep that same rotation out there and maybe play some of the guys that we talked about on our short and on our stock up, stock down list. I would want to see those guys make sure they get a good chunk of quality time. Maybe not overshown. Okay. I'll bite, but I still like to see him out there for a couple plays.
Is it bad? I only want to see them switch so that people can't say, well, he was playing with these players.
Yeah.
So that if it was like series here, series there, and they're playing with the exact same team, the only thing that's different is the quarterback, then you could see. But the Cowboys aren't going to do that because they already know that Cooper Rush is their number two. So you're saying makes the most sense. Yeah. Like I think you're going to see, you might see Cooper Rush. Possibly. I think you're going to see a lot of Cooper Rush in the third preseason game, but it might be Trey Lance's. I think you're right about seeing the very similar
game
plan.
What do you need to see more? Do we need to see more of Cooper
touchdowns.
Rush?
Touchdowns. I need to see more touchdowns from Trey Lance.
Yes.
But I'm yeah.
Let's get a handhold in.
Okay. There it is. I don't agree with going one Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, Cooper Rush, Trey Lance. I'd rather see Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, Trey Lance.
But it has to be the exact same offense versus the exact same defense.
Yeah, but
otherwise you get
to satisfy that online
presence, which the Cowboys don't care about.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a personal preference. Like, I want to see Cooper Rush go with the same offense versus the same defense, and then Trey Lance do the exact same thing with the same offense versus the same defense.
Yeah. I would rather see Trey Lance go first and second quarter and then put Cooper Rush in the third quarter or even just snaps in the third quarter.
Why would you put him in the third quarter, though?
I'm just saying because
then he does well, and you're like, well, he did good against guys that probably are not going to be in the NFL.
Trey Lance or Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush.
No, I'm saying if I'm thinking about Trey Lance and we're going along the same mindset of you as having Trey Lance play with better players, have him start the game in the first and second quarter.
But then what people say when Cooper Rush plays better is, well, because he's playing against shittier players.
Yeah,
that's what people will say.
Regardless about, I don't even think Cooper Rush is the conversation right now. I think right now people
it's
need
crazy
to,
that we're talking about third string quarterback so much.
People need to see, we need to, in all honesty, Cooper Rush shouldn't play for the rest of the preseason. Just let Trey Lance play for the next two games.
Yeah, and then I agree. Fully. I honestly agree with that.
Right. But I you know, it's just, I don't want my boy to get rusty, okay?
Coops?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck
Coops. He's already redheaded.
Hey, guess him get out there. Yeah, guess. Let him get out there, throw his 40-yard bomb, and then hit the showers.
Yeah, and it might only be that. Maybe it's that, one session.
Let him hit the showers. Let that fire bush out.
I will say this right now. Cooper Rush doesn't need the reps because as a backup quarterback, it's not like he's rusty. He's a backup quarterback.
He is.
He's doing his rushy job. He wasn't rusty when he came in and he took over for Dak. Like, it's not like they give him reps during.
But he played the whole preseason. I'm not saying
that's a real thing. I don't think so. How much
last year? He did
that season that he came in and he played. Well, last season, but the season that he came in and he took those games for Dak Prescott. I wonder how many preseason games.
I think he played preseason snaps. He actually played. It was him and DiNucci.
I know. I thought DiNucci played a bit more because they were trying to figure him out.
Again, it just goes back to, like, if you know what you have. And he's proven it in game that he's a competent backup. Then let's, you know, the question mark is what you want to have solved. So you go to, let's play Trey Lance. Now, let's get away.
Yeah, let's get away from quarterback.
Let's get away from this circle now.
Because I'm gonna ask
you guys, what is something other than the quarterback position that you want to see? Sunday or Saturday, sorry, against the Raiders.
They had a really nice spread of wide receivers in the first week. I think we need to repeat that. And I know that I'm just going back to the well, but you know, this time we're in a microscope now. I want to see these players again and see who can pull themselves away from the next person, because we have a lot of potential talent, albeit we're looking at like third and fourth string, but. We got to get guys in there who are going to be able to help get that first down when CeeDee Lamb is shut down and Brandon Cooks is not open on the streak or whatever, that deep ball that he's going on. We need players who are going to be able to come in there, and that's been the problem, right? If CeeDee gets the jump, yeah, we're going to get the first down, but if they stutter him, we didn't have that many options, and that caused us to have those frustrating. I know our statistics might not add up to it in total, but there were some frustrating third down misses or fourth down misses. I don't know how many fourth downs we went for, but third and fourth down, I'm just going to throw them all together, lump them all together for argument's sake. We got to have a guy out there or two guys out there who can solve that. And look, I also like the idea of having a couple Jalens, just like a trio of Jalens.
The gaggle of Jalens?
Gaggle of Jalens.
A bushel of Jalens.
So, Ad, what's something you look for? And don't say I agree with Alex. I want to see the wide receivers do good.
What's another puzzle? I'm looking for this.
Crack them if you got them.
Crack them if you got them, son. Well, I kind of just said it. I want to see some touchdowns from Trey Lance.
No, we're not going anything to not do with the quarterback. Okay. No quarterback and not AJ's.
Running backs. I want to see our running backs produce.
Zing! You just got zinged, bitch!
You just got zingered.
You got zingered. Hey, you got Mike Hardnip Zimmer.
Because, I mean, at this point, I don't think our defense is too. Like, I mean, I think our defense outside of maybe the line. You know, you see, I mean, in chat was talking about everyone besides Mozzie was trash on the defensive line.
That's very true.
So that's seen Jordan Phillips come in.
You probably won't see Phillips this weekend,
though. No, but I mean, EJ posted a quote saying on Tuesday, Mike Zimmer, and this is from Todd Archer, on Tuesday, Mike Zimmer said the Cowboys were looking for some noses and Jordan Phillips trade comes up on Wednesday. Last year with Buffalo, Phillips had a sack and a TFL versus the Cowboys. That's from Todd Archer. So
fuck him.
I'm not too like,
fuck him.
Like, look, you want to have depth on defense, obviously. I think outside of, like, the offensive line, Cowboys draft very solid secondaries. So seeing the four interceptions last week, great. Our defense in this preseason is doing solid. Our running back outside of the one, I forget what was 9 yards. Nine yards was the longest run last week, or was it 13 yards? What was the longest yards? And who had it? outside of fucking Trey Lance.
It was probably the Trey Lance that was the longest yard.
Yeah, so like, look, our run game. I want to see something from our fucking run game, even if it's somebody, our seconds and our thirds.
You want to see somebody establish themselves.
Absolutely.
Nobody did in the Rams game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Malik Davis looked all right. I mean, Rico Dowdle in his limited snaps looked like he had some pop. Snoop Connor, same thing, but no one really, like, it wasn't like, okay, this dude's...
Actually, Snoop Connor's, I remember looking at some stats from some running backs. Snoop Connor seemed like he had decent, so give him a couple more reps to see what he can do for production-wise in a game.
So the AJ has up, let's see the running backs here from the game on Sunday. So,
oh, our top running back, Trey Lance.
Yeah, so look at the averages here. So Malik Davis had a 2.3. Rico Dowdle, 4.7. That's great.
Yep.
For the limited snaps. Snoop Connor, 3 carries, 10 yards, 3.3. Not great. None of the running backs that are fighting for that third spot, because it's going to be between Malik Davis, Snoop Connor, and, you know, either Nathaniel Peter, Deuce Vaughn. But none of those guys stood out and kind of set themselves apart.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at what...
Add real quick. With Davis, you got to add in his catching ability here. 2 for 20 and 10. Nothing impressive. I'm just throwing that out there. That's the only thing I noticed about
out of the running backs, because Snoop Connor had 2 catches for 6 yards for 3. Yeah, but I like the running backs one. Running backs, nobody really stuck out as far as the guys that we're hoping for. My pick is going to be, I want to see if the defense for a second game in a row can get takeaways. Defense was the strong point in the game. I'd like to see if Mike Zimmer's defense is all about them takeaways, because last week they had 4, almost 5. Would have been 5 if there wasn't a penalty. But that's mine.
Hey, son, did you just order Uber Eats? Because you want some takeaways.
I want some takeaways, boys.
We're not sponsored by Uber
Eats. Nate Dogg's in the house. He said, hey, yo, I don't have my soundboard working, so I couldn't.
Nate Dogg, Dad, your dog's going crazy over here.
Hey, get him out of there.
Well, what's he doing?
He's probably eating some food.
Riker
was probably in there dropping food, playing freaking college football 25.
He's like, man, there's...
Murph, get out of here.
There's some stale chips in this couch. For you audio listeners, Adam's dog just came in and started eating...
Couch crumbs.
And it could be soiled with freaking alcohol. Who knows?
Who knows?
Double R says, I want to see big leg kicks from the cheerleaders. I'm serious. They were slacking last week. Well, you're not going to see it this week.
Well, we might get a couple.
Yeah.
Guys, that was a great episode. We have the Cowboys' second preseason game happening this Saturday against the Las Vegas Raiders at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Football is back, fellas. Football is essentially back.
Football's back, baby!
Football is back, baby!
And this one goes out from Boots, and Boots has a special request for it.
Okay.
So he goes, I know too many Raiders fans, so please, when you end the show today, please emphasize Raiders fans out there, specifically those in Anaheim, living in Anaheim, go fuck yourself!
And that's a boosh, baby.
That's a boosh, baby!
What's up, Murphy?
And we out.